And we had this summer a couple monster projects on our house. Really expensive things I've been putting off, but finally ended up doing it. One of it was siding we originally put on our house. We built the house, it's worn out already. And so I had the siding guy coming out and he was showing me things, and his kind of closing comment on his sales pitch was, you know, I'm giving you the best siding here. This is going to be great. I mean, you and I will be pushing up daisies before this siding wears out. And kind of thought, well, maybe pick a little better example than that, but it has like a 40-year warranty. But it really reminded me, we've had that house 20 years, how fast time goes. And kind of the perspective of it, and it kind of jarred me. I actually got thinking about this passage in Psalms 103 after that, that we're like wildflowers in the field that come and go so quick that our lives are like a vapor. And it's got me thinking about that throughout this summer. It's been kind of an epic summer, a lot of things to be thankful for in my schedule and journey, a lot of great experiences. And as I've gotten rested up and ready for what's going to be a busy fall in front of us. But again, I've just had that perspective of just how fast time is going and how much I want to seize the moments as they come. Brian and I were just talking that it's been 10 years since the first group he helped with in Harbor Ministry. We have these Rhythm and 20 and Rogue and Revel events as part of our organization, and they're the key experiences we invite people into. And he first joined a group as a participant / musician to help us 10 years ago. I mean, it's unbelievable. Where did that go? And this fall, we're bringing a large group of people together in Colorado to celebrate the 15th year since the launch of our very first group. And I'm thinking about that, looking and wondering, wow, where did those years go? Remember the first guy that came into the lodge we were meeting at in the very first group, and he came in and said, I really need to be here. My wife thought this was a cult, and I told her I need to encounter God so bad, I'm going, and we'll just see what happens. And from there, 30-some groups, 800 people that have been through one of our leadership venues from 44 states. And I'm just wanting to not let these moments go too fast, to really enjoy them, embrace them. And this passage out of Psalms 103, I think, just reminds us of that. And even though life is fleeting and goes fast, God's love, it endures forever. So let's enter into this psalm together.
I'm so thankful I said yes to that invitation about 10 years ago to come in to be a part of the work of Harbor. Had no idea the depth and meaning that this organization would mean to my life. And I think some of the greatest things that God gives us, we really can't orchestrate those things. And as I reflect back on my life, and especially with Harbor, boy, I'm looking forward for 10, hopefully 20 more. Who knows what God brings, but I'm grateful for this journey with all of you. And His love that we're going to talk about here in Psalm 103, it grows deeper and deeper for each of us. As we reflect back, even how we were introduced to Him and how we strive for Him, I would imagine we had no idea the beauty of what was unfolding for us and what we really have in our Savior. So let's settle in. Let's get in a place to receive these beautiful words He has for us out of Psalm 103, starting in verse 11. For His unfailing love toward those who fear Him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. For He knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass, like wildflowers, we bloom and die. The wind blows, and we are gone, as though He had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear Him, as I read this again a second time. So much truth, so much good in here. Be mindful of what stirs in your heart. For sure, it's a reminder of how quick this life like a vapor is for us. But there's deep hope for each one of us. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass, like wildflowers, we bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. Friends, a thought, a word, a phrase, something that is stirring in you in this moment, I'd ask you to speak it loud wherever you're at. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass, like wildflowers, we bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. Once again, a word, a phrase, something God stirring in you in this moment. Speak it out. Hold on to it today as he walks with you every step of whatever you're walking through today.
You know, I think that sighting guy of mine took his inspiration from this line out of an old movie, Dead Poets Society. It's an old Robin Williams movie. He's a teacher in a school, and he takes his students to this trophy case and has them look at the pictures of the graduates from generations before. And he said, "Get your ears close, listen. They have a message for you." And the teenagers kind of lean into the window, and he says, whispers kind of behind, mysteriously, "Carpe diem, seize the day, boys." And that's what I'm feeling as I go into this fall, that I want to seize these days in front of me. You just never know if life's taught us anything over these last 3 years. You just don't know. So I'm determined to soak in these moments and make the most of these days ahead of me and the finish of this year, 2023, and one of the commitments we're making is to launch new groups to continue to stay in this track of radically investing in people 20 at a time and launch new Rhythm in 20 groups. Those Rhythm in 20 groups are for guys in their 20s and 30s, and Rogue for men upper 30s and up, and Revel for women leaders around the country. And one of the things you might consider doing as you listen to this podcast and process what you're gonna do with the days that you have is to consider applying for one of these journeys. Because of where we're at in the history of Harbor, we've had several groups finish this year, and there's more opportunity to step in and to a new group than we've had in years. So maybe as you listen to this podcast, if you haven't been through one of our events, one of the things you could consider doing is applying. Go on harborministries.com and just apply. As you think about this passage too, and the truths and the moments that are in Psalms 123, what comes to mind? Is there a risk you can take, a step you can take? As I said, one of the things you could do in response to this podcast is apply for one of our Rhythm in 20 groups. We only take 20 from all over the country, but you could be one of those. Put in an application, see what God does. Get one of those bucket list trips on your calendar. Learn a new skill. Take a chance. See God like never before. Time's short. Peace, friends. This space podcast is a part of Harbor Ministries. If you want information on how to financially sponsor these episodes, or if you'd like information on our various leadership events, Rhythm in 20, Rogue, or Revel, you can go to harborministries.com for all the information you need.